Man Avenue residents in Saanich were left scratching their heads in disbelief on Friday, October 4, as work pressed on to install two protected bike lanes on their street. Locals were under the impression work had been paused to allow for further discussion of the controversial plans at an upcoming council meeting. In response to the backlash about the bike lane plans, which will result in the loss of all street parking for Man Avenue residents, District of Saanich councillors at a September meeting resolved for staff to prepare a presentation for their meeting on October 7, outlining the timeline, objectives and chronology of the project. "The plans have carried forward without the level of public engagement we would like to see," said Caun. Colin Plant at the meeting, who noted council and the community have not yet seen any design of the bike lanes. Locals had assumed this meant the work, which was already underway, days after residents received notice of the project on September 13, would be paused until after the presentation. But on the evening of October 3, residents were surprised to find construction workers making preparations for work to resume the next day. "No parking" signs appeared along the street. Yellow lines marking the proposed location of the bike lanes have been painted and small sections of the road have been dug up. "They're making people angry, sad and frustrated for the broader community, who, when I've spoken to them, do not give a hoot about protected bike lanes and are very happy to have any other solution," said one Man Avenue resident who asked to remain anonymous. According to the resident, District of Saanich engineering staff have told them to consider widening their driveway as a solution to the loss of street parking. "I looked into that, it costs $25,000, said the resident. "I don't just have that in my back pocket." The District of Saanich, who have always maintained the community has had ample opportunity to have their say on the plans since they were first considered in 2018, say there was never any instruction to pause construction. The work on Man Avenue was scheduled and underway prior to the council meeting on September 23, said the district in an emailed statement. The motion that was passed requested that staff provide council with more information about the project timeline, objectives and budget. It did not include direction to pause or delay the work until after the presentation to council at the upcoming meeting. Man Avenue residents are now preparing to attend the October 7 meeting to have their say. "We're looking for collaborative ways to balance the needs of our community and the broader transportation plan," says a flyer circulated in the neighborhood. "Let's show the council that we're ready to work together for the best outcome. This is our chance to make sure we are heard."